Hello and welcome to PBS Western Reserve's City-Centric podcast series. Hi everyone, my name is Jeff Good, and this podcast series serves as a companion to our City-Centric TV series, where we've been taking a closer look at those community members that are centric or central to the pulse of each of our featured cities. Community members like the entrepreneur, the entertainer, the revitalizer, the politician, the humanitarian, and we even take a peek at the future that are all featured in each of the city-centric episodes that have been appearing exclusively on PBS Western Reserve, and that started back in September. The City-Centric podcast series takes a deeper dive with each of our featured city-centric community members, where we take an even further look into what makes them city-centric, and we ask those questions about what makes their city-centric to them. So today's guest is Sharon community member and entertainer Tom Roberts. Tom was born and raised in the Scranton area, the Charles Summit, PA, taking part in performing arts and marching band throughout his high school and college years at Penn State, serving as the Blue Band's drum major. Tom continued his MBA, completed his MBA at Temple University. He worked his way up from temporary employee to vice president of sales for Max before shifting his career to focus on community-based social enterprises. Tom is the founding executive director of Hope Cat in Sharon, PA. Based on Bill Strickland's proven educational model, he also works with entrepreneurs through the Invent Penn State Initiative and the Shenango Launch Box, powered by the Greater Sharon Community to serve entrepreneurs in our community. Tom is also the CEO and founder of Reese and Associates LLC, a management consulting firm serving for-profit and really nonprofit companies. Tom lives in Hermitage, PA with his wife, Ryan. When not working, you might find Tom on stage at a theater in Sharon performing improv, in his yard landscaping, working on economic development projects throughout the region with an amazing team of community leaders. Boy, Tom, that's a lot to say about one person, but I have to say I'm impressed by all that you've done.
Thanks.
So, Tom, once again, we all got a chance to meet you briefly on the Sharon City Centric episode and through your bio, but please take a moment to describe that background, maybe where you're from or anything else that I may have left out to our listeners.
Sure. Just one correction. The name of the town I grew up with called Clark Summit. So I think you said Charles, but it's a little town north of Scranton, home of the office and the Michael Scott Paper Company up there, right? So I'm an Eastern Pennsylvania guy that met a woman in Western PA and chased her out here. And so I found myself in a town and city very similar to the area where I grew up and just fell in love with the place out here. And what I wanted to do in life, my goal, I was able to kind of connect with the right people in this community and kind of evolve my career to create a meaningful experience. So I've been very blessed with the people I've worked with all these years and collaborated with. I never thought I would be living in Western PA, let alone having a conversation with you and PBS. But I guess my life to this point has been the sum of all those experiences and just being blessed by surrounding myself with great people and watching some really cool things come to life.
Well, I only speak for those that are around you, and we had an opportunity to meet at the premiere, and I say you might consider yourself lucky to surround yourself with great people, but I know those people also consider themselves very lucky to be around you. So you sell yourself short, and I appreciate that. Tom, I do this with every guest, and I want to do a quick icebreaker where I want you to come up with three things about Tom Roberts, but one of them is an untruth. So you're going to give me two truths about you, a lie or an untruth, and I'm going to try to guess the untruth or the lie. I've not been very good lately. I was on a really good streak there for a while, and then I fell apart lately.
Okay. Well, let's see here. So, I'll give you my first item. I won't tell you if it's the truth or a lie. First item, I've performed live in front of over 1 million people in my entire career, total. That's my first item.
Okay.
My second item is I had a small bit part in the Jack Reacher movie that was filmed in Pittsburgh and have a credential on my acting because of it.
Okay.
And the third item is I was featured in a centerfold of a edition of National Geographic 30 years ago.
I'm going to guess, but I think I'm going to be wrong on the Jack Reacher bit part.
That is a lie?
That's what I'm thinking is your lie, but I know I'm wrong.
No, you're actually right.
Okay.
You got it right.
Because I know darn well that you've performed in front of more than a million people in your career. I know that. And the National Geographic was so obscure, I thought that had to be it. So, and you were so specific about it too. So that's awesome. But I struggled with it because I thought maybe you would have been, with your background, you would have been in a Jack Reacher, even just a bit part. So Tom, you started out your segment of City Centric Sharon by saying that you consider yourself an opportunistic entertainer. What do you mean by that?
So I think early on, I always tried to make a meaningful connection with people. And when I was very young, I took magic lessons from a local magician. And I found just the joy in connecting with people through performing, whether it's a card, a coin, a card trick, a coin trick, whatever. I was blessed to travel with my wife to Africa years ago, to a village that she lived in. And I just found that sometimes just the simple interactions with somebody can be a quote performance that just lets people melt and connect with you. And then I guess throughout my career, I've kind of done that, on, you know, whether I'm singing, whether dancing, acting, in a big show or an intimate venue, it gives people, like when you sing a song and then as soon as you're done performing, people will come to you and say, I'm so glad you sang that song. And then all this amazing stuff comes out about why that song's memorable to them, how it moved them. And it just gives you a real authentic way to connect with people. So I've always looked for ways to share what gifts I've been given and talents, and also take risks to go out and really try to move people. And I try to do that in a lot of different ways. And I think I always look for opportunities to connect with people, and that opportunistic performing allows me to do that and really diffuse people, set them at ease, and then make a real connection.
You know, it's funny. They often say that your sense of smell is the most memory evoking sense that you have, but I will be on your side when I say my sense of hearing, especially when it's related to singing, really evokes memories. And it takes me back to a time that I remember that song or that person. So I find that so interesting. And so I appreciate that observation that you have.
In a performing side, they say that which cannot be expressed in words alone must be sung, right? And that's why people break into song. They dialogue and then boom, break into song. And it's just, it leaps off the page in a way that just words alone can't.
Well, Tom, we do that at work. We do that at work every day. We break into song all the time at work. So it's very apropos. No, I'm kidding. So you mentioned in the City Centric series that you had a mentor that once told you, and I thought this, I really love this, that you're only worth what you get, you know, you're only worth what you give away, but you can only give away what you have. So as you're talking a little bit about all, like you just talked a bit ago about singing a song, what are some of those memorable performances or memorable moments that you've given away to your audiences that stick out the most?
So the mentor is a gentleman named Dr. Tim Lawson Hutcher. And it's that moment of like, okay, fill yourself with skills and abilities so you can turn around and give it away to do something good with it, right? And pass it forward. So I've been blessed to step onto the stage as like totally untrained, no skills, and had really patient directors and coaches over the years to help me get better at my craft. When some of the most memorable roles I've had back in 2012, I referenced this as being able to play the role of Don Quixote in Man of La Mancha. And that just that central tenet of maddest of all is to see life as it is and not as it ought to be, right? You got to see what it could be. You got to see through what it's not and see what it could be. So I've kind of used that as like a calling in my life. of the things I look around and the projects I've touched, and you'll see those echoes since then, back even to 2012. I also had the chance to play the character Tommy in Brigadoon. And that sentiment of that show is that sometimes in order to get everything you want in life, you have to give up everything that you know in order to get what you want. And in that show, this mythical town that appears every 100 years, and he falls in love with this woman, Fiona, in this mythical town. But in order to be with her, he has to give up the life that he knows. And it kind of strange, I had to do that to come here. I found my wife, and she was from here. I wasn't. So I had to walk away from the corporate life I had to chase what I felt was going to be my happiness on faith. And that I was putting it in the right person. And I'm thankful to say I did that 20 years ago, best decision I ever made, and had no idea that it would lead me down this path. But yet here I am.
No, it's interesting because this memory comes back again, and I told you just a bit ago about my back growing up as a kid. My mother had Robert Goulet records, and the song I remember him singing that she loved the most was "The Impossible Dream," and so I think it evokes great memories. So I appreciate that. We're gonna talk to our folks out there in our audience listening along. You folks are all listening to the PBS Western Reserves City Centric podcast series. The City Centric television series is not just about the city, but more about those people that are central or centric to that particular city. That TV series focuses on folks like, you know, let's say the revitalizer, folks like Tom, the entertainer, the entrepreneur, the politician, the humanitarian, and even we take a peek at the future that each community member can claim really makes them city centric. City Centric podcast series that you're listening to right now takes a deeper dive with each of our featured City Centric community members, where we look even further into what makes them city centric, and they tell us what makes their city centric to them. So be sure to catch all of the City Centric season 1, appearing exclusively on PBS Western Reserve throughout the fall and winter. And we're so pleased to be talking with Sharon, PA entertainer Tom Roberts. And so, Tom, I got to ask you, you've converted a decommissioned Catholic church, and the series really, it looked like it was just kind of in its initial stage of remodeling. Now it's a full-fledged performing arts center in Sharon. So what are some of the things that you learned along the way with that journey of the decommissioned church and the rehabilitation and now putting together a community arts center?
Sure. First of all, it's not for the faint of heart. And it's a lot of hard work, and you certainly don't do it in a vacuum. You need, it's a public-private partnership. We've needed every bit of goodwill from local entrepreneurs, like developers like Jim Landino, who stepped forward and said, yeah, I'll sell you the building and I'll let you use it for a bit. And, you know, I'll even work with you in the financing of it. Right. So, with a big idea that it would amplify other things happening good in town. And then, you know, we had some, you know, the city with some ARPA funding, the American Rescue Plan Act, made some investments in construction and some grant funding at the state level. And, you know, we've got other grants out there to, you know, both private individuals and private foundations. Really, it's taken everybody adding what they can to create that secret sauce of trust. Right. And we had a proven model and we wanted to show that we could do it. And we told people, hey, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to drive economic development. Those were our three drumbeats. And we've been doing it for, you know, 12, 13 years now. But now we have our own new home. And as I talked to you today, we just had over 200 students from the second grade of Sharon City Schools learn all about playing in an orchestra. And we had about a 1-hour program in that school or in the old church. The kids walked right down the street from the West Hill Elementary. Other kids bucked in and they got to learn all about all the different instruments and how it all, you know, to inspire these second graders about performing, about the art and driving that educational component. And I will tell you, 7 days a week, there's multiple cars in that parking lot at all hours of the day. For private lessons and voice and instruments, we have a full season. ACTSPAC.org is our website. ACTS Performing Arts Center. We have a full season of performances. We have shows coming up in December, two shows, the traveling Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey style orchestra out of Florida, a big band in early December, and then a Broadway style show later December. What we've learned is it's a lot of work. We're an all volunteer board, but we're driving that economic development, entertainment, and education just like we thought. And we need to turn that corner now to be able to hire a professional paid staff. We're almost there, but we need to keep driving it. But it's really been just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
So I say to you, you know, so you've turned that corner. So what is your hope for the future of your performing arts center there in Sharon?
So we really, truly want it to be busy 7 days a week. We have a whole slant on education. We are a 501c3. We pay our instructors. We have lights and utilities. Nonprofit is a tax status, not an income model, right? So you got to bring in more money than you spend. But we always try to write for grants that allow us to keep the lights on, to keep our instructors paid, and then also offer scholarships to those students in need. So we want to keep deepening our impact on that educational component. But honestly, we have very big ideas. We want to blow people's minds at what's possible. We want to be able to bring through big names on the national and international level. When they're going from Chicago to Harrisburg or Chicago to Philly, we want to be that one more stop along the way. Get acts into Pittsburgh, bring them up from an hour from the south and bring them into Sharon, and really just bring the arts and bring the world right to our community and really drive economic development. So we've got very big ideas. We're moving in that direction right now. We just need more people to join us on that mission.
So you've got big plans for the Performing Arts Center, but now I'm going to challenge you to look into your crystal ball. And in that crystal ball, as the clouds all settle, it's revealing the future of Sharon, PA. What do you see as Sharon's future?
So there's been, and you've met several of these people, they're big dreamers and they're entrepreneurs, but they all realize also that they can't do it alone. And I would say, and over the 20 years that I've been here, I've seen a realignment and a group of really, I would call them gritty, honest, hardworking people that are willing to roll up their sleeves and put in the work, right? They're not about themselves. They're more about the community, Sharon, the greater Shenango region, and helping drive change, real change that's sustainable. And that, when we all work together, we have the right people in the right chairs, and everybody has the right intent, there's nothing that we can't do. And we really need to continue to deepen that impact. And, you know, really right now, one of our big focuses is retaining the population that we have and then attracting more people here, right? And I look around and see so many assets and so many wonderful reasons why that I love living here. And we just need other people, that repopulation piece. We got to stop the bleed of population and repopulate and just continue to amplify. You need those good, you need the activity, you need the parks, you need the quality of life, the quality of where you live. And I think the more people that really see that, they'll realize, you know, I can live in an affordable house and go to a good school and have great restaurants and great entertainment, and I'm close to the airport, but I don't have to live in a city. And I like that because there's no traffic isn't what it is in the city. I see all those benefits. I've lived in the city. I love living here. And I think more and more people, the more we build in the city of Sharon, it'll be a hub and then continue to amplify out from there.
So, Tom, I've asked this question of all of our participants. And so I'm gonna throw it at you. Tom Roberts, Sharon community member and entertainer, what qualities, characteristics, personalities, or a combination of all of those makes you Sharon city-centric?
So By nature, I'm a connector, and I love to connect with great people that are like-minded, that have a greater vision in mind, right? Again, not where we are, but where we could go. And I guess I've always thought that way. When I moved here, you look around, and I've learned over the years, start with assets. If you have a big idea, a big vision, see what assets you have, and help that to drive your vision as well. Know the big idea that you're trying to accomplish, but then look at the assets you have and how can you deploy them, or in many cases now, like this ACTS Performing Arts Center, how can you redeploy? It was a church. What could it become, and how can we get it there? I just love the group of people that I get to work with right now because they're dreamers, but they're also, well, let's break it down. Well, what's missing? What do we have? And how can we augment that? And how can we leverage what we have and then bring more people to the table? We're living in this renaissance of sorts right now. We have those right people in the right chairs. And we have had a nice infusion of some capital investment through ARPA and through some of the other federal programs that are out there to really put the, you know, just that fuel in the engine to really drive some of this. And I've seen the community start to respond, and people from elsewhere come here now and they're like, oh my gosh, this is great. This is great. This is great. But some of the people who have lived here their whole lives and have never been anywhere else, they'll look around and just see, well, nothing's changed. Oh no, a whole lot has changed. And when people come from the outside and walk in, they go, oh my gosh, you have all these amazing things going on. I had no idea. Our next job is going to be to communicate that to the outside world, the greater, you know, regional areas and people across the country that, hey, you can live a really rich life here. And there's so many great things about living here and working here.
Tom, I can't thank you enough for being our guest on the City Centric podcast series.
I appreciate the opportunity and telling our city story and some just tough telling about some great people and the work they do here in our area.
Well, thank you. For our listeners out there, you've been listening to PBS Western Reserve City Centric podcast series. I'm Jeff Good, and PBS Western Reserve City Centric television series was not just about the city, like we're learning about today, but more about people like Tom that are central or centric to that particular city. The TV series has been premiering exclusively on PBS Western Reserve and will do so throughout the fall and the winter. It focuses on folks like the revitalizer, the entertainer, the entrepreneur, the politician, humanitarian. And once again, we take a look at the future that each community member can claim makes them city-centric. And as you've been listening, the City Centric podcast series takes a deeper dive with each of our city-centric featured community members as we look even further into what makes folks like Tom city-centric and really what makes their city centric to them. So, gosh, what makes a community member city-centric? Well, join us next time as we continue that conversation with those featured community members on PBS Western Reserve City Centric series. And make sure you're checking out the City Centric series premiering throughout the winter, exclusively on PBS Western Reserve.